It may be costly, but you should get your fuel tanks filled and secure diesel before fall. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. That's the word from Jason Schwantz, the Senior Vice President of Refined Fuels at CHS. He says prices will hike back up come fall and fuel inventory is still not back up to the pre-pandemic levels. He explains why we've been experiencing whiplash in fuel prices from record lows during COVID to record highs a few months ago.
One of the biggest factors is lack of refining capacity in the United States. When the pandemic hit, about 1,000 barrels a day of refining capacity was pulled out of the market, either financially couldn't make it, converted to renewable diesel, still trying to figure out what to do. On top of that, you had low diesel fuel supplies because of COVID. Nothing was going on. Supplies were lower. We didn't have enough refining capacity in there. There is inflation, but people are still using diesel fuel. And we're just not able to get caught up because of that lack of refining that we have in the United States. There's increased trucking demand. You have the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Europe began to pivot away from Russian-based fuel, which provided about 7% of the world's refining capacity. And 60% of that went to Europe. And they're trying to pivot away from Russia because of that. That also caused an increased demand for U.S. exports, and refiners are incentivized to sell some of that diesel fuel over to Europe because it can forego a RIN, which is the Renewable Fuel Standards Compliance.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.